seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bedavid, and for those of you that are in sales, and maybe it's not going as good as you want it to be, we're going to talk about three most important skills you can learn in sales. If you're an entrepreneur, business person, or CEO, there's one thing sooner or later we realize, and that is that sales rules the business world. And the sooner you and I turn that into a science, the better you're doing business and revenue starts going in the direction that you and I wanted to go into. So today I'm going to talk to you about three skills, I call it, but this could also be called three different positions within your company that helps with sales. So let me get right into it. First one is finder. Second one is closer. Third one is developer. Let me explain it to you in a way that'll make sense to you. Now, typically when you and I watch sales movies or hear anything about sales, you'll hear ABC, always be closing. Coffees are for closers, right? Everything is about closer, closer, closer. That no one's paying attention to the finder and the developer. So what happens to most people? We don't get good at it. I want you to get very good at these two areas, and you'll see why it's so important to get good at those two areas. So, and at the end of the video, I'll also answer the question to you on which one of them is the most important question, important position within your company. So let's get into it. In sports, so I give you the analogy, in sports, great people who know how to put great teams together, they realize you got to put three different positions that lead the organization. It's not three, it could be more, but I'm just giving you a general number here. In basketball, it would be an incredible point guard, a great scorer or closer, and then a great locker room person. For many years, I used to ask myself, why are the Lakers paying Luke Walton $6 million a year? Why? Because he was an incredible locker room person. Derek Fisher, incredible locker room person. You can go back to B.J. Armstrong with Michael Jordan, who brought MJ back. Great locker room person. You see teams nowadays, somebody signs a two-year, $4 million contract, but they're like 40 years old. Why did you get that person? To develop. Nothing more than to do this, to teach the discipline, the mindset. Sometimes young teams bring older players to mature the players, right? So let's get into sales. Finder, closer, developer. Finder is somebody that's very good at going out there networking and finding the contact so the closer can close. Finder's good at networking. Finder's good at exchanging cards. Finder's good at getting through the front desk assistant to the executive assistant to the CEO that's going to buy the product sold by the closer. But if this person doesn't go through those, there is no opportunity for the closer to close, okay? The finder gets you into a massive community of clientele that all of a sudden one sale turns into 250 sales that comes to your company and things change. Finder introduces you into new markets. Okay, that's finder's strength. They're very good with people. They're very trusting. People like them a lot. They make great friends. They're approachable, non-threatening, just very, very good at that area, right? They make everybody else look good, and it's not about them. They don't want the limelight. They're humble, they're cool, they're easygoing. People like to be around them. Now, the closer is somebody that's confident, very good at asking questions. He'll sit there, she'll sit there, go through the questions that maybe somebody else is afraid of asking, and they'll get through a process of saying, okay, you said this, this, based on what you told me, you need this, this, and this. Out of these three, which one do you like the most? I like this, great. Any reason why we shouldn't get started today? Not at all. Great, I don't, you know, here's what I go, okay, let's get the paperwork started. They close, that's the closer. Closer's good at scripts, they know the FAQs, it's almost a science to a closer where they know what questions are gonna be popped up, so they do a very good job with that, right? And then you have the developer. Developer is somebody that follows up with the client that was closed by the closer, found by the founder, by the finder, and the developer says, hey Mary, how's everything? We just wanted to follow up. Are you happy? What else can we do for you? If there's anything you need, please give us a call. Here's a number. If you go on the website, you can log on and track your customer, client, blah, 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 blah. Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. And by the way, the best way you show us that you like our service is we're a commission-based company. So if there's anybody you know that you know feels great about the product that we service you with, please send it our way. We would really appreciate it. Oh, no problem. I will. Is there anyone you can think about right now? Let me get back to you. Great. Every 6 to 12 months, he or she follows up. How's everything? Not to the point that's too much, but there's a follow-up, right? So there's a relationship being built here. Now, I'll tell you, most companies don't even think about this. Most companies are here. And mainly they're here. They're not even here. They're mainly here. Let me find the best closer. So now, which of these three, believe it or not, are the most valuable to a sales organization? Watch this. Most people automatically, you know what most people will say? What do you think most people will say? Most people automatically go right here. It's the closer. And by the way, everyone can have their own philosophy. I want to give you mine, and some of it varies based on the industry, on what the price point of the product is. But generally, a lot of people will say the closer is the most important person to find. I'm here to tell you, the finder is by far the most important skill and position to find. And let me explain to you why. Every once in a while, you find somebody that has all three. If they do and they have work ethic, it's guaranteed they're going to make seven figures, if not be the top in their business at whatever they do. It's impossible for somebody to be a great finder, great closer, and great developer that doesn't make seven figures, only if they're lazy. If they're secretly lazy, there's a reason why they're not making seven figures. But it's mathematically impossible to not make seven figures. But most people don't have all of them. Like in a world of basketball, this may be LeBron James. Great at assists, great at closing now, and he's a great locker room guy. Magic, locker room guy. Jordan could be this. I don't think Kobe is in this because Kobe is not necessarily too strong in these two areas, but he was very good here. He developed this later on, and he developed this at the last 2-3 years, but not the entire time. So why finder is more important than closer? Because closer, this can be taught. Even this can be taught. This can't always be taught, okay? Let me explain what I mean by this can be taught. So let's just say you sell three products. I would take a sheet of paper, and I would put all these three products on three sheets of paper, and I would say, these three products generate these 10 frequently asked questions or concerns. How long does this go for? Is it a contract? Is it month to month? Do I have to pay it up front? What if this happens? What if that happens? This product generates these 10 FAQs. This product generates these 13 FAQs. These products generate these 16 FAQs. Anybody can learn those scripts. You master the FAQ and how you respond back. Great. If the husband responds back to a concern here, husbands typically come up with these 6 questions. Wives typically come up with these 7 concerns. Okay, great. Now I have that down. This is how you open up. This is how you close. These are the set of questions you ask. Go take a couple days and master this script. Great. If I have a great system, I know how to develop great salespeople. Same goes here. I find somebody that's warm, gentle, kind. Hey, here's how you follow up. Here's how you do this. Here's how you do that. Phenomenal. But the finder, I can't tell a finder, hey finder, hey closer, go into a community and learn how to get to know 4,000 soccer moms. They can't do that. She comes with that because she's the leader of the soccer moms, and she found me 4,000 soccer moms to do business with, for instance. I can't tell the closer, hey closer, go in the community and go do X, Y, Z and build all these relationships at this church congregations or this place or that business or this sports team or that Cowboys or this other place. I'm just looking at thinking about businesses. Finders know how to do that. These guys are irreplaceable. These guys are replaceable because the system can teach how to sell. System can teach how to do this. System finding, it takes a lot of courage to do this. Closers typically have big egos. Closers don't like to go to strangers and talk to strangers. Closers just like to say, here's the appointment, I'll get them, I'll close them, I got this. Mary, can you please take care of the processing? Yes. Hey, John, can you make sure you give them a call and make sure everything is fine? Yes. But they're not going to do this. Now, if you're watching this yourself and you're saying, wait a minute, Pat, I'm a closer. I'm a great closer. But I'm noticing I'm only making, you know, $300,000. I'm only making $200,000. I'm only making whatever your number is. And in your world, you'll know if you're at the top or the bottom or middle, wherever you are. But I'm not one of the best. I will tell you, if you consider yourself a great closer, you will generally find a leak here. Generally, great salespeople are afraid of doing this. And this, your income is so exponential that if somebody who's a great closer, they learn how to do this, their 100,000 could be 800,000 in 2 years, 3 years. Their $250,000 could be $2 million your income in 2, 3, 4 years. Literally, if you learn how to do this. And if you can add somebody who helps you here, develop the relationship, now you have a long-standing business that increases value, not just income, not just profit, but value. Somebody else could come and say, I love your business. I will write you a check because this is a valuable business ran on systems, and you guys got all three of them figured out. If you could pull that off, it increases the value of yourself, of your business, and it just makes everything so much easier. So as you're watching this video, I want you to ask yourself five questions, okay? One, which of these three are you good at? You. Which of these three are you good at? So write it down. I'm a good closer. I'm not the best developer, and I don't even focus in these areas of finders. Great. Okay, next. Which of these three is your company very good at? So you could say, well, our company is great at this, our company is great at that, our company is great at that. Okay. Out of the three that you have in your company, which people in your company are best in each one of them? Write them down. Well, I'm good at this. Okay. What do you need to do to improve every one of these areas in this business? Question number four. And what do you individually need to do so you can become more of a well-rounded salesperson in your company? By the way, I love it when people tell me sometimes, well, I'm a CEO, I'm not a salesperson. I'm a founder, but I'm not a salesperson. I'm a CEO, I'm a founder. Oh, what you do? The word CEO, founder, to me means sales. What else do you think it is? If Zuckerberg doesn't figure out a way to bring the money, there is no Facebook, public, you need to bring sales. Financial firms need to bring sales. So you need to be thinking about sales. And the sooner you figure out how to improve this and you put a plan of action into it, you'll see, like I told you earlier, with revenues going like this, that are going the right direction. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.